After over 70 years of being the most iconic brand in sports reporting, Sports Illustrated went woke a few years ago, and now they're broke. The media conglomerate that owns the trademark, Sports Illustrated, revoked the license to the publisher, and the publisher has laid off almost their entire staff. And as Newsweek magazine reports, conservatives cheer the mass layoffs at Sports Illustrated. Yes, yes, we are, because when your magazine goes from publishing iconic covers like these to covers like this, then you deserve to go broke. And it wasn't until the liberal pandemic hit, or the woke mind virus, as some people call it, that the coveted swimsuit edition started putting 250-pound, quote, models on the cover, like this and this. Of course, if we wanted to look at 250-pound women, we would go to Walmart when we get the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition. We want to see women like this and this and this. And this, and this. But that wasn't woke enough. So in 2021, they put a transgender model on the cover of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition. And of course, they didn't learn their lesson. So they did the same thing again last year with this person. And if they didn't go bankrupt, they probably would have put Leah Thomas on the cover this year. Although, I wouldn't put it past them to assume that the reason for their financial troubles is because they weren't woke enough, and they may actually double down or triple down on the wokeness this year. Remember when they got caught using a hilariously photoshopped picture of Leah trying to make that person appear more feminine? This was the photo that they were using on the Today Show and a bunch of other outlets. And as you can see here, the actual photo is on the left, where you're not allowed to misgender people on YouTube, so we'll just call this person Swimmer Thomas. You can clearly see the masculine features in the outline of the goggles on this person's face. And then clearly the pathetic attempt to try to feminize this person's face. To try to portray them as a supposed woman. I mean, what's next? Are they going to put a gay dude on the cover of Playboy magazine? Wait, what's this? Brentman Rock becomes Playboy's first gay male cover star. That's from back in 2021. So 3 years ago now. Brace yourselves for the cringe. This was the cover of Playboy magazine in 2021. A gay dude dressed up in the iconic bunny costume on Playboy magazine. It only makes sense once you understand cultural Marxism and that there is a well-funded and well-organized plot in order to, well, pervert and destroy everything in Western civilization. But things are getting weird all over. Sports Illustrated recently had some problems because they got caught publishing a ton of articles written by ChatGPT and then crediting made-up fake writers for the stories. And the infotainment industrial complex has gotten so bizarre that Fox News is now bringing psychics in studio to give readings about what we can expect with the election this year.
I would like, Paula, for you to give me a reading on President Trump.
Just the one card?
One card.
One card. Let's do just one card. We like that one.
This would even be bizarre for one of those morning shows like Good Morning America or The Today Show, which just puts out a bunch of pop culture nonsense for the mentally enslaved masses. But this is what Fox News primetime has become now.
What is that?
I do recognize that I'm at Fox TV. I'm a sense of loss. A sense of loss. But it's very specific. No, let me move on.
Okay, let me move on. That's enough. This from the most powerful supposed conservative cable channel that has gone so woke that they're now celebrating LGBTQ Pride Month.
Celebrate Pride Month with Fox News. Meet important voices of the LGBTQ plus community and go inside their incredible contributions. Part of America Together on Fox News.
When I first saw this promo circulating online a few years ago, I thought maybe it's a parody. I had a hard time believing that Fox News would actually sink so low until I started seeing segments like this, hosted by the supposed Christian Ainsley Earhart.
Well, June is Pride Month, and to celebrate, we are shining a spotlight on those in the LGBTQ plus community who work to encourage love and acceptance.
If a real Christian went into work one day and learned that that was a segment that they were expected to read on a teleprompter on national television, they would have refused, and if they were further pressured, they would have walked off the set and went home. But Ainsley Earhart's soul had a price, and she sold it for a few million dollars. And this is why there's an entire chapter in my new book, The War on Conservatives, on cowardly conservatives, because we're not just opposed by the Marxists and the Democrats. We're also up against rhinos, Republican in name only, and cowardly conservatives within our own party. So if you haven't read the book yet, order it in paperback from Amazon.com or click the link in the description below and check it out.